So who needs a change of scenery right now? Oh, everyone in the world? So it's good that Apartments.com has the most listings anywhere. We're not just talking about apartments, but houses, townhomes, condos, and all matter of domiciles. From the oh-so-cozy to, did I just hear an echo in here? And from the 3D virtual tours, you can search for your special somewhere from anywhere. So stretch those fingers across a keyboard and change your scenery on Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with some more Survivor 41 pre-season coverage. And I could not be more excited today to welcome back a man who has created a Survivor pre-season staple that we are about to get to today. It's time for Issa Look, the great host of the Purple Pants podcast. The great Bryce Isaiah. Bryce, how are you?
Robert, what's going on?
Yes. Bryce.
I'm a little stressed out, but you know, I'm
Why?
Good. Because I was really excited for today. And
what happened?
I had to take a half day because I wanted to like fully prepare. And so in the middle of the day, I was like, you know what? Let me email my supervisor and tell her take a half day. So I emailed my supervisor. She wrote back and was like, this is not approved time off. I was like, excuse me, supervisor.
Yeah.
It's PTO. Prepare the others. I don't care. Okay. I'm taking a half day.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yes.
But yeah, I got up this morning. I went to work and, I got a little emotional. You know, I, am an emotional bee at times. And, I was like, oh my God, we're recording Issa Look today. And it really had me reflecting on like the past year and like this time last year, it was no Survivor. We're getting ready to go into another winter, like in a panorama. So I was like, you know, just thinking about my life last year. And I was like, oh my God, I was like so horrible. And like, I'm so excited to be talking to the baby boy, that I was just, you know, really happy. So I was like, you know, I'm taking some time off and I'm going to push back on my supervisor.
Yeah.
Tell her to prepare the others.
Prepare, because we are headed into Survivor season after, you mentioned it, the longest Survivor winter of our lives. It was what? 18 months since Survivor, 17 months since the end of Winners at War. So of course, we are couldn't be more excited about that. Bryce, we have a great cast to look at. And of course, this is the first cast that we're seeing after the big CBS changes in the diversity casting, which that I think I would be, it would be a huge mistake to not mention how you were a part of the team that worked and pushed and got CBS to make this a reality. And I think that you are one of the reasons why we have the cast that we have.
When I saw the cast and saw how, and to be clear, I didn't look at the individual photos, but I could not help but to see it all over my timeline. And I was, it really made me smile inside to see a cast that, from myself personally, as a queer Black man, to just be like, this is the cast I could see myself in. And I think that CBS did an amazing job on casting. I feel like the diversity is like so present. And I think that it's a great thing. I think that we are on the brinks of possibly, dare I say, one of the best seasons ever. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm just excited, but I love it. I love the fact that it's an even playing field. And I love to see all of our melanated brothers and sisters and the whole cast, honestly.
And this season, like your season, is going to be three tribes. And you've talked about and very openly about your experience with your tribe being the only Black person on your tribe. And then being, you know, very much like an easy person to like, okay, well, you know, oh, he's too social. We got to get rid of him. I don't know if he's in our group. And so it's really great to see, especially like with these small tribes that, you know, we're not going to see a situation where, you know, people are going to just have, you know, this bias against them to start off the game.
Right. And even if they do, they might have an ally. You know, they might have a built-in ally that sometimes players like myself don't get. So I'm excited to see the gameplay. I'm excited to, I'm just listening. And Jeff got his long hair. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you're going to
put
it
back. You've been a fan.
I've been a fan of the long hair. Now, I'm going to just tell you this now. If Jeff, during the middle of the challenge, put his hair in a ponytail, I'm going to scream. And y'all know I could scream. And I'm going to, whoo, you know?
Yeah.
If Jeff, like, you know, come on in, survive, and like, you know, put it, like, wrap it. He got a little rubber band on his wrist and put it up in his hair. I'm going to scream because he got a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's wild. It's the monster, I think. That's the monster. Okay, of course, also last week that, you know, I am so fortunate that this is 2 weeks in a row that we get to have a chat. Last week, we did the full reveal of the 2022 Zaddy calendar available now. You have it right there with your Survivor Kageyan brother on the cover. Woo!
Yes. Shout out the Woo. Yes, the reception of the Zaddy calendar has been amazing. We done practically sold out. Okay. This is, we're doing a limited edition. I was not planning on getting more, but, due to the response of it, I will, you know, I'll re-up one more time. So if you have not already ordered your Bryce Isaiah 2022 Zaddy calendar, I think you might want to get up on it. And just like season 41, the diversity, is filled, you know, the colors, the ages, you know, anything that you want, we've got it here. And I'm just so blessed to be able to create something that is fun, something that like can bring you joy all year round.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the diversity in age.
Oh. I mean, you are on the latter end of the calendar, but you know, you're still very young. You're still very youthful.
Thank you. Thank you.
No one has seen any of the photos. We described some of them. So yes. I really feel like before we get into
this. And we are doing this on video also. Last week we just recorded audio, but I said, okay, Bryce, come on, let's do video today if we're going to do Issa look.
Okay. That's why I had to tell my supervisor, prepare the others because I ain't going to be there after 1 o'clock. Okay. I got something to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited. People keep asking. I posted a photo on my Instagram and everyone's like, oh my God. Those are the photos. That's Robert. Like, no, you gotta buy the calendar.
Yeah.
And you can see a photo. So I would love to reveal a quick little photo. And I don't know whose photo we should reveal. Who would you want to see, Robert? Should we do Mr. October? Should we do Mr. February? I don't know.
It's up to you. It's your calendar.
Should we do Aussie? I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, maybe September, because whatever you're going to show that, not going to be as wild as like, you're not going to have to worry about somebody's going to screen grab September.
Okay. So September, we can reveal September. It's Mr. Josh Martinez.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, I think I meant August.
Well, I knew what you meant. And you said September. You want to see Ozzy, you got to get the Bryce Isaiah calendar. But yes, Josh Martinez. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First non-survivor member of the Zaddy franchise.
Yes.
And so happy to be able to bring you guys joy.
Yes.
Join this. So make sure you get it. Click the link in my bio.
Okay. And Bryce, I noticed that you are wearing a Talking with T-Bird t-shirt today.
Yes. I love the segment Talking with T-Bird. I even love T-Bird even more. I feel bad because I feel like once a month T-Bird calls me and I feel like every other month I pick up, not because I'm being shady, but I be at work when T-Bird calls me, but she always leaves me 2+ minute long videos, voicemails, and I love to listen to them. I gotta support the home team. Mm-hmm. So you know, I gotta rep my Talking with T-Bird shirt. Yeah,
you know what, Bryce, you gotta get her to do a Purple Pants podcast intro because that's her signature bit on Talking with T-Bird. Of that, she will like. I mean, it might be like 30 minutes.
I'm here for it. But is it really her talking bit? Because if anyone follows her on the Instagram or the Twitter or the Facebook, when she does the promos for Talking with T-Bird,
she's the queen of promo.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, T-Bird. Girl, why you in the swamp hanging upside down on a tree with a hat eating a banana talking about the guest that you just talked to?
Nobody else. I mean, she's going to get on TikTok.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't even understand why her intros are not even like a gift yet, because she does some really amazing things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she's coming down the chimney. She's all over the place. All right. But we have to talk about this Survivor 41 cast, yes. Bryce. And so you're such a professional. You have not gone ahead and looked ahead or written notes or anything like that. We are going to show you the cast photos, the full body cast photos from the Survivor 41 cast. And if you're new to this podcast, you've never heard this before, Bryce is going to tell us what sort of a, just by this, looking at their look for the season.
What's the look?
A look, like a look.
Like that, Luke.
Yeah. And Bryce is going to tell us what kind of energy are they bringing into this season? Is it winter energy? Is it not winter energy?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it third boot energy?
I mean, maybe.
That's an honor. So we're clear. That's an honor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do feel like since the inception of It's a Look, a lot has changed. I feel like, and mind you, it's a learning curve. I go off of my instincts, and sometimes my instincts is just wrong. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like there are instances that now have changed for me.
Okay.
That I used to once feel, and mind you, I still feel very passionate about this certain particular item of business. And I don't know if I guess I'll talk about it right now.
Okay.
Y'all know how I feel about the shorts.
Yeah.
Specifically for the guys. Okay. If the shorts is below your knees, what you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a short for a reason. It's not a capri.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a long jean. And honestly, when I see it, I feel like it's going to hinder you in the game. However, at Winners at War, you know, my Kagyan brother, Tony, don't prove me wrong. Cause Tony on his Insta look, he has shorts below his knee. He had the cargo pants with the cargo pockets with him. I'm like, oh no, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to take a second look at these shorts. I can't be so hard.
Okay.
And again, maybe they might be hiding idols.
Yep.
Maybe they might be hiding secrets. So I do feel like the Insta look is an ever evolving type of cultural phenomena.
Yes. But and you are getting more and more locked in. If I recall, in season 40, you were right there between Tony and Jeremy. I think you ultimately went Jeremy.
What a regret. What a regret. Okay. And I hope he listens to this, because you know what? I just gotta say, and I think I say this every podcast. If it's Jeremy or Val, I'm team Val. Okay. Every time I see Jeremy on the TikTok, because you know you're on TikTok.
I saw him, he was eating a watermelon with mustard on it.
Okay. Meanwhile, his hands all ashy. I'm like, you got the mustard, but you ain't got no lotion. Okay. Then the next time, you know, I guess his daughter just went off to college. He posted a photo with her going off to college. His lips, super crusty. I'm like, yeah, you couldn't get no chapstick. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I am not a fan of the Jeremy Collins, and I hope he gets this. Okay. I hope it.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. I was texting with him the other day. He was a little insulting with me, I have to say.
On that, the Android. Okay. On the Android.
Okay. All right. So he's a big trash talker, Jeremy. All right.
Yes, he is.
Yes. Okay. So we are about to go through our cast, and this is courtesy of E-Online. E-Online seemed like the best place to have the full frame pics that we'd be able to share on the screen. Anything else to set up, Bryce?
I don't know. I just, hold on. Wait, let me just 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Oh, I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to try not to scream.
Okay.
I apologize if I scream.
All right. I got to zoom out a little bit more. Okay. All right. Are you ready to talk about person number one?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's talk about
who we got.
Evie.
Oh. Okay.
Here is Evie.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And, they are a PhD student.
Oh,
from PhD. Westchester, New York.
Come on. Come on. Close. Okay. Close to PA.
Do you want any other information besides that?
So, I mean, I do, but I just want to, like, my first initial reaction to Evie is that, first of all, I see the shorts. The shorts is well above the knee. I like the tie. I feel like, you know, you don't normally see the shorts with the tie.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, now, mind you, I know I'm wanting to butcher names. It's Evie.
Evie.
I like Evie got the hands in the pockets. Okay, she got her thumbs out.
Thumbs are out.
So that's, you know, we want to deduct a point for the thumbs out. However, it's the tie for me because I feel like, you know, Evie has the shorts, okay, little button-up shirt, and then you threw the tie on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really feel like it's giving me, I'm working from home from the pandemic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I got to jump on a Zoom, I could, you know, got the tie on, but under the table, I got my shorts on. So
yeah.
I feel like Evie is going to do really well in the game. I feel like Evie is able to adapt. You know, I can look professional, but I still got shorts on the bottom. I'm ready to party. However, you know, got the thumbs out. So for me, that's like a, I don't know.
Can you explain the thumbs out thing for new listeners?
For me, I feel like the thumbs out is like, I look at it like as if I was like Boston Rob and I'm playing poker. And I feel like it's your poker hand. And I feel like, you know, subconsciously.
Boston Rob hurt his hand.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't broke. I think he do it in his voice, Rob. I think I broke a bone,
I think
guys.
I broke my bone in my hand, my poker hand.
Okay. Yes. He didn't.
I think my thumb is sticking out of this cast, Bryce.
He was like, I'm about to get some wires and some. I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like when people show us their x-rays, I don't know why it makes me feel a little uncomfortable. I just feel like I'm seeing like, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Is that TMI?
It's like, look, I don't want to see the percentage of calcium.
Right.
But, you know, I love Boston Rob, but I say that to say, for me, you know, your poker face. You know, and I feel like you don't want to reveal, like, you know, your hand. And I feel like the fact that Evie has the majority of her hands in her pockets, you know, she's able to hold a lot in. But she may make an alliance with somebody and reveal some information that she should not. And that's that thumb for me.
Mm-hmm.
However... Because again, this outfit for me, I'm the outfit is giving. It's giving what it's supposed to give. With the shorts are very, you know, above the knee, the button up shirt and the tie. Like, you know, I'm ready for business. I know what I came out here to do. And so I feel like for that, I can't wait to see what Evie is about to do.
Yeah. So there are,
and you got a PhD?
I think on the way to a PhD student.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Evie needs $1 million. You pay them student loans.
Student loans are no joke. Yeah. At Harvard.
Oh.
I believe at Harvard, right? I think so. Let me confirm that. But that being said, so we have like two different photos we get from these cast members. One is sort of like more of a street clothes. The other is more of a bathing suit. This is the street clothes version.
Okay. I like the street. Well, I mean, you know, professor version.
Yeah. But this is, I think, more of the like outfit that they would bring out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the smile for me. The smile is very genuine. I honestly get excited from the smile. And maybe it's just the first photo that I'm looking at. I don't know. But I get excited. I get fun. I get like, I want to make connections with people. I'm here to play Survivor. So I'm excited to see. And if you're asking me, I definitely get makes the merge.
Makes the merge. Okay.
Makes the merge.
Okay. I think so, too. Evie had a good interview that we heard with Mike Bloom. So I think a lot of people have high hopes for Evie. All right. You ready for number two?
Come on. Bring it to me. Come on. Bring me.
All right. Here we go. Here is
David. Oh.
I could center this up for you. Here's David. Oh. David Voce.
Oh. Okay. Yes. Mr. Voce.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to know his a little bit about David?
So yeah, where David from? Give me his age.
So he is from Highland, California originally, but he lives in Chicago, Illinois. He's a neurosurgeon. And he likes travel, snowboarding, and eating.
Okay.
He really likes eating.
After you go off Survivor, you like eating. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love David's choice of shorts.
Yes.
Love it, love it, love it. I love the pop of color. You know, come on, we love the color.
How's
over
the
here.
Short length? Good?
It's amazing. Amazing. Above the knee. And you know, some guys don't like to wear short shorts. So David is not giving me short, but very appropriate shorts. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the white shirt. I love the quintessential winter pose.
Winter pose. Yeah.
Well, no, I said quintessential. David, for me, I like David already, but I'm gonna be honest, because you know this is the look. It's the facial expression for me. It is like over exuding confidence.
Yes, he's very confident.
Yes. And I don't get me wrong, I feel like that can be great. However, I'm a veteran of Survivor, you know, whether or not you consider 9 to 11 days, because you know, since they shortened Survivor to 24, 26 days, mm-hmm. you know, I bumped my days
Bryce,
up.
You would have made the merge, I think.
Robert! Stop playing with my emotions. Okay? Stop playing with my emotions.
Yeah.
What I am getting from David is that, like, I feel like he studied the heck out of Survivor.
He did.
I can't see a thumb. I dare I say he has listened to an Insta look.
I bet he did.
However, it's the face for me. For me, it is like extremely confident. And in Survivor, you don't want to, like, you want to exude confidence, mm-hmm. but you don't want to give, I'm confident. You know, like, I don't know if that makes sense, but like, you know, you want to exude
quiet confidence.
Right. But you don't want to like give like, like, you know, and so for me, that's what he's exuding. So it's just like, ooh, that makes me nervous because dare I say David Samson from Survivor Kagayan.
Yep.
Like, you know, I don't know, but the outfit is amazing. He has like he checks all of the boxes. Like, you know, for me, the shorts, the look, the pose, but sometimes you can check all of the boxes and, you know, you still can't, like, because you've overprepared.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but I really do like the look. I really feel like, in my opinion, David has come to play.
He's come and to play.
Yes. I hope he doesn't overplay too early
that could
on.
Happen.
Yeah.
Bryce, so, do you have any thoughts on a V-neck versus a crew neck for Survivor?
I love a V-neck.
Yeah.
Love a V-neck, especially with shorts. Now, if you're wearing jeans, I can see a crew neck. If you got a little jacket on, I can see a crew neck. But I love a V-neck. You know, lets me know David knows a thing or two about style. Almost, I feel like maybe his mom, maybe his girlfriend, maybe his partner, then pick the little outfit out for him. But I love the outfits. I love the bathing suit. I would definitely wear those swimming trunks.
Yeah, the shirt I feel like is a little light. I feel like that shirt is going to be a totally different color in a couple of days.
It's going to be wet, it's going to be soggy, and it's definitely going to be giving me like a doo-doo green color because but you know, you want to come out and look, sometimes it's all about the photo.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
I like David. So listen, I'm rooting for you, David. But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I gotta see.
All right. You ready for the next person?
Oh, I'm ready. Let me wet the whistle.
Okay, wet your whistle. All right. And then we are going to talk about here comes Heather.
Oh.
Okay. And Heather is 52.
Okay.
She's a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, okay.
She's from Charleston, South Carolina. She likes exploring, painting, tennis, and pickleball.
Oh,
Pickleball? What's pickleball?
You ever see those videos Tyson posts?
Okay. My mom was somewhere else. Okay. Yes. And this is Heather.
Yes.
Now, are we able to zoom in a little bit? Because the images are like a little small. And let me see some details.
So it's hard for me to get the full length body shot. And then, but I can zoom in.
Let me come closer because, okay. No, okay. All right. I like Heather. I like her color coordination combination. She got a little blue, got a little salmon on the bottom. She's wearing shorts that have like the individual like wovenness about them. But for me, right, this is what I wanted to see. See that knot?
No, what's going on with the knot?
It's giving me, I can't, hold on, wait, let me come. It's giving me a little sloppy.
Okay. So you feel like that when it comes down to tying down the shelter?
I don't know if it's tying down the shelter or if it's wanting to ensure everyone likes you. If it's wanting to, like, you know, if you are have an alliance and you're working with other people, you maybe are, you give out too much information. I don't know. But here's another thing that I just noticed when we zoomed in on the knot was Heather got a bracelet. Mm-hmm. You know, I love a little candy for the arms. So I the energy that Heather is giving me is very friendly, very mm-hmm. welcoming. However, historically, yeah. At times, castaways like Heather can either get in very easily, get a girl group, get a, like people that respect her, or Heather can feel like I'm the older, not that she is older, but she can feel like the older person in the group and maybe not like, you know, she might feel like Facebook and the other people out there is giving TikTok. So she just might not like, you know, so hard to say, but I love the pose, hand in the pocket, but she's got her thumbs out. So for me, it's like the thumbs to me signify like everything that I would expect is that like, she's like loving, she's like mothering, she's like, everyone comes to her. And that's not bad, but mm-hmm. the issue is that who gonna want to sit next to that?
I see two thumbs, Bryce.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Who gonna want to sit next to that? Like, she is perfect. Like, you know, like I feel, this is just the energy from the smile. She is not giving a David smile. She is giving a very much so like, how was school?
Very
you
warm. Snack?
Yes, you want a Hot Pocket? I'm going to put a Hot Pocket in the microwave for you right now. Okay? So, like, she's wow. giving, like, so I, for,
blow on 100%. It. Don't eat it when it's that hot. Let it cool off.
Robert, can I tell you how many times I ain't been able to taste my food?
Yeah.
Because I didn't heat up the Hot Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, we kind of sort of had a cheap microwave. So, you know, our like 4 minutes was really like, you know.
Yeah.
8 minutes. So, yeah. But I like Heather. I think I for sure see Heather making the merge.
Oh.
Yeah, I 100% because I feel like Heather will be able to connect with people. And I don't feel like someone like Heather poses a threat. I feel like someone like Heather is able to, for me, she physically looks fit. I feel like she'll be able to compete in the challenges. I don't feel like people will actually look at Heather as a threat until it's time to look at her as a threat. And like, they will unanimously like want to get her out,
mm-hmm. how,
you know, but I really do like Heather. I don't know. I want a Hot Pocket. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Come on. I think that might be her nickname, Hot Pocket. Okay, she got a hand in the pocket.
How does that
okay?
song go from Hot Pocket?
I don't know. Hot Pocket.
If you want a hot meal, that's not a big deal. What's it going to be?
Hot Pocket.
Yeah. Now, Bryce, I know that this is, this picture is cut off here.
Okay.
What if I told you that these are not shorts? These are capri pants with a cargo pocket.
Heather is a woman of a certain age.
Yeah.
So that's acceptable. That's fine. That's cute. That's trendy. Okay. The fact that she was able to pair this type of pants up. And I can even tell from that material that when it get wet, it dry quick. Okay. Heather knew she might get wet. Heather knew she might be sleeping on the sand. So in those type of pants, I like it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let me see if I can switch back and forth here a little bit. I can show you some other pictures if you're interested. Okay,
I'm interested.
Let me see if I can bring this up for you. If that's any better. Okay, how about this?
Okay, Heather. Mm-hmm. Okay. Heather kept the same pants on, got a different crop top, little black shirt, showing her midriff, flat, okay, flatter than mine. Seeing this photo reinforces everything that I said. And if I were to change anything, it's that Heather looked like she got a Peloton. Okay. Heather
looked like, you think so?
You know, Heather looked like she work out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Heather looked like she do yoga in the morning, do Peloton when the kids go to school. Okay. Had a Hot Pockets ready. Heather looked like she could compete. She going to show you with Facebook. Okay. Why Facebook been around so long and why TikTok is still figuring out the glitches. I feel like this photo for me puts it even more.
can we drill down on that? What is...
No, because I was saying that, you know, people or characters like Hot Pocket Heather, you know, she will either easily fit in. And after seeing this photo, I already know she's going to easily fit in. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they might feel like I'm with such a younger generation that connects with each other that she feels like she's Facebook. They might be TikTok. But I'm going to, like, you know, in this photo, Heather is showing you why. The Facebook owns the Instagram. Okay. She just let you know. Very trendy, you know, very like I'm here for Heather. And so for me, after seeing this photo, it puts an even more target on her back. Not the fact that like she's not the typical mom that like, you know, can't really compete in challenges, but has a strong social game. For me, I almost feel like Heather might have a stronger like challenge resume. Then a social.
She got the Peloton.
The Peloton. She's doing them classes. She done bought three different types.
That's no joke, that stuff. Okay. All right. Are you ready to talk about another Survivor castaway?
Okay. I'm ready to talk about them all.
This time, we're going to talk about Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Here is Tiffany. She is from my old stomping grounds. That she lives on Long Island. She's a teacher.
Come on, Long Island.
Yeah.
I just was in Long Island. I love a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She does running. She loves talking to people and building things in the house.
Okay.
Maybe her and Wendell could work together on a project.
Come on. Yes. Okay. So let me see. So I see a thumb. I really love the cheetah print. I don't know if it's cheetah, if it's leopard, if it's like, you know, lion meets cheetah. Okay. Mm. And from what I've learned that it's like a cover up. Cause I feel like I see a bathing suit under it.
Yeah. I can switch. There's a second photo that I can give you the bathing suit version also.
Okay.
Give you multiple looks. Yeah.
Now, mind you, I just made up a name. Is her name Tiffany?
Tiffany.
Okay, yes. Now, if I were on the island and she was on my tribe, I would instantly connect with Tiffany. It's the French braid for me to decide. And dare I say, Tiffany has her baby hairs laid. Okay? For me, I would, and mind you, I can't tell if that's an earring or not, but for me, I like a Tiffany. I like the braid to the side. For me, it lets me know it's something going wrong. Let me braid this hair up to the side. put it down to my side. What's up? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm here for the braids to the side. I like the cover up, but for me in this photo, what I'm getting from the cover up is that
deceptive.
You're being a little deceptive, girl. Is it a cover up or is it a bathing suit?
Okay.
You want to go to the beach or you want to tan?
All right. Well, let me.
You want to go to the mall? Tiffany, it's the pants for me. Okay. See,
switched it up.
I like. Listen.
Gave you that second look.
From this photo alone, if it's not the baby hairs, if it's not the French braid, it's the see-through pants for me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the see-through pants for me. Now, because I am connecting so much with Tiffany, I am getting that, like, we would get along with each other. And I am getting, and mind you, so, like, this for me, like, when she has the pants that I may or may not own.
Yes.
I'm going to just be honest.
Okay?
I may or may not own them.
You don't remember.
Okay. I ain't even going to comment on that. But yeah, what I'm going to say is that the pose for me is a little passive in this photo. It is. And again, I'm like,
You liked hand on the hip.
I do like hand on the hip, but in this photo with the pants that I may or may not own, with the I don't know what you call it, not a crop top, but a bikini top with the flowers, with the hairs to the side. This photo for me, it is, and mind you, hand on the hip, one to the side, but the photo is not dominating. It's not like, it's giving me, it again,
the legs are crossed in an awkward way where that looks like she might fall over, that if you have one leg. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you look at her foot, it looks like her foot was dug into the sand at one point, but then she took it out because it's a little sand on the top. So for me, that is so much reminding me of myself and like not being sure about how I should go out, how I should represent Kagyan. And I feel like that is going to trip Tiffany up. And I feel like, again, from these styles that we see, she is a very particular type of player. Like, I'm liking it. And what I see is that a lot of me, and I'm going to dare to say Tiffany might be, and I'm going to say this respectfully, Tiffany, listen, this might be a third boot with honors and privilege, just because I feel like it's not dominating. And I feel like you have everything that you got. The outfit is everything, but then it's the pose for me. It's giving, like, I don't know how they're going to take me. I don't know what I should do. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
All right.
But we like Tiffany. In my head, Tiffany already my girlfriend. That's my first girlfriend in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just practice tweeting her. Tiffany! !!
Yeah, that's all caps.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
With the little emoji that screams.
Okay. You ready to talk about Deshaun?
Oh.
How about that? You ready?
Okay,
here comes.
I'm ready.
Let's bring in Deshaun. I'm going to zoom out a little bit here for you. Okay. And here comes Deshaun.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Deshaun.
Okay.
He is Deshaun Radden.
Okay.
I believe. Bring up his bio, give you all his info, that he is 26.
Oh,
he's from San Bernardino in California. Oh. He likes cooking, making music, and playing tennis.
Oh, is it pickleball or tennis?
No, he plays tennis, not pickleball.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what music he makes.
He might be able to make me a beat.
Yeah. You could collaborate with him, maybe.
Yes, I would be here for it. One thing that I see about Deshaun is that, like, you know, I love the blue shirt. I love the shorts. It's giving me khaki shorts.
Yeah.
So I like that. For me, it's like, are they water resistant? If they get wet, you might have a little swamp butt for a couple of days, Deshaun. But it's all right.
You don't like that fabric?
Well, no, I mean, I like the fabric, but is the fabric survivor friendly?
Yeah.
You know, he got on, I like the shirt. I will wear a shirt like that. Got the button open. He's very much, you know what? I'm going to go as far as say he's very much so giving me Davey. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
That's good.
You know, he got the shirt buttoned open, got a little chest hair out. He's looking directly at us. He's smiling. He almost has the same pose as Tiffany.
Hmm.
And for me, I get that Deshaun, you know, he done dressed up. I feel like Deshaun's outfit for me is like a quintessential, like, you know, a black person. You say we going to the boat. Like, this is like a boat outfit for a black person. And I bet you he got one of them little like boat shoes too. Like, this is a little cute outfit. Okay. Deshaun came ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. He's got a very friendly smile. But for me, it is pose. Got his hand on his hip.
Yeah.
Got his hand down. I see a thumb. And the pose for me is not, dare I say, like, rawr enough. Like, yeah. You know, I don't know. It's definitely giving me the friendly. It's definitely giving me, like, I came, hey, guys, I want to meet you guys. But it's hard for me to, like, gauge where Deshaun is going to land in this season.
Mm. Yeah.
But we like him. I feel like Deshaun will be a likable character.
There's nobody we don't like.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't met anybody we haven't liked yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and that's the issue. I like them all.
That's the problem. That's why this is so difficult.
It is. It is.
Yeah, okay.
But I will say, no shade to nobody else. I have not seen a winner.
Okay. Well, yet. Here, let me just give you Deshaun.
Okay.
This is his beach look.
And now I'm going to cuss Deshaun out. Now, Deshaun, we got a problem.
Yeah.
So now,
I think I know where you're going with this.
Yes, you already know. Deshaun got his shirt off, okay? Got a nice little physique. First of all, his physique look like me. Look like we work out sometimes, and sometimes we like to eat. So I love it. However, and it looks like, I don't even know if these are the same shorts. They could be like cargo shorts. But for me, Deshaun, you know, it's got the little danglies at the waistline.
Yep.
They're supposed to be dangling. I feel like one is trapped.
Yeah.
Like one is like, let me out so I can dangle with the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I feel like the short tie is telling us that Deshaun might be got on the tribe, made an alliance, and he's sticking to his alliance. That's the string tie that's tucked into the pants.
Yeah.
However, the other string tie that's free is a more viable resource, more viable alliance for him. However, Deshaun is a man of his word. So he going to stick with the alliance that's stuck in his waist.
No.
And that might be his Achilles heel.
Bryce, I want to make sure that I'm following what you're saying. Okay. That the way that the strings are tied, do you look at them and then you can sort of like look at the strings and you can sort of like read the strings like a palm reader or a tarot card reader?
Yes.
Or do you feel like that the sloppy strings are more emblematic of a lack of attention to detail that is going to screw him up?
Yes to both of them.
Yes.
And for me, I've got pants like this that have like the strings, but your weight, you don't need to adjust them. And so if you don't need to adjust them, you just let them hang. And so I don't know like how we got to this point where these strings are like encompassed in your waist and one of them is free. It's not even like, you know, he tied them because they shouldn't be tied. They should just be like hanging free. And even everything else about this pose, like his hand position, we can't really see his thumb. He's smiling. He's looking directly at us. He's letting you know, I work out, but I also like to eat. Like, you know, it's relatable. Very much like, yes, very relatable, but it's the attention to detail. And, again, for me, the string is saying that like I'm sticking to my word. I made a commitment over here and I don't want to break that for this other commitment. Mm-hmm. Although the other commitment...
Don't string me along, Deshaun.
Okay, exactly. So I feel like that might be the Achilles heel. However, being as though he has those options, giving me like, you know, Deshaun and made the merge. Okay, you know, for me, making a merge is as good as winning. Mm-hmm. So I like Deshaun.
Okay.
I like his energy. Yeah, so I like Deshaun a lot.
Okay. Bryce, I can't wait for you to meet Brad, who's coming up next. Okay.
All right.
Let me show you what Brad is going on. Brad is our first survivor ever from the state of Wyoming.
Oh.
Okay.
Now hold on, but wait. Let me just go back to sixth grade. Not geometry. Not algebra. Social. Is it social studies?
Yeah, I think you might pick that up in social studies.
Okay. And Wyoming. That's not like the Midwest. I see Wyoming over there in Washington. It's one of them like square oval states with little like something at the bottom and something at the top.
I think it might be considered the West. I don't know if it's even the Midwest.
Oh, just
I don't know. I don't know where the Midwest ends.
I don't know where it starts.
Yeah. So let's see. Midwest. Midwest is this is west of the Midwest.
Oh,
Wyoming just misses it.
Okay. What's the state next to it? You got a map up?
Kansas.
Oh, wait, that's a state or a city?
There's a Kansas City, but that's actually in Missouri.
Oh, okay. Mrs. Willard would be so disappointed.
All right. Well, you're not going to be disappointed when you see Brad.
Oh,
okay. Here's Brad. He's a rancher from Wyoming. He likes hunting, fishing, and helping others pursue their passion and achieve their dreams. That's like you.
Ooh. His name, Brad?
Brad.
God, let me zoom Brad out so you can tell.
Oh, yeah. Those shorts are cropped in the picture.
Ooh, baby. Listen, they need to be cropped a little more, Brad. But, okay. Brad is giving me very tall.
He's tall.
Brad is, let me with the whistle. Let me take Brad in a little bit. Hold on.
Tall drink of water.
Oh, okay. There he is. Okay. But he might be Deer Park and I like Aquafina. But, okay. So let's get into baby boy Brad. Okay. I feel like he is giving me David versus Goliath, right? Yeah. That's Davy season. Who was the writer?
Mike White?
On it. Mike White. He is giving me Mike White cousin.
Mike White's cousin in one way. West.
He just looked like him. He
looks like Mike White.
He looks like Mike White. So that's one. He Mike White cousin from the West. he's a rancher.
Yep.
So that is giving me LJ vibe. So Mike White is giving me is that his name, Mike White?
Mike White was on David versus Goliath. This is Brad. Brad Reese.
I quickly just messed up the names. So Brad and that information, I know that Brad is going to be amazing with the shelter.
Yep.
I know that Brad is going to be amazing with the fire. I know that, you know, if there's chickens out there, y'all know how I feel about the chickens. He is going to be
amazing. How do you
feel
about the chickens?
You know, I don't like the chicken. And especially, what was it? Frank or Fred, the chicken, or Mark? Joe. Mark, the chicken, then got more airtime than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like it. Like, yeah. I'm like, how y'all going to give a chicken more airtime than me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a bad call.
But, so I feel like he is going to be amazing in those aspects of the game.
Yeah.
However, being as though we've never had someone from Wyoming. And I worry about his ability to relate to the other members of the tribe.
Mm.
And he's got the Tony short. First of all, he's a very tall guy.
Here, let me give you the other photo.
Now, Robert!
What?
Why would you?
Yeah.
Robert! Why would you? Oh, Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. See, he's smiling in this picture.
Now, why would you not lead with this photo?
I've been giving you the photo first of them in their street clothes, and then I've been grabbing the bathing suit picture from Entertainment Weekly.
Oh. Hold on. I got a little more. Hold on, Brad. His name Bradley, right?
Brad.
No,
the same shirt or same shorts, just no shirt.
Same shorts, it ain't no shirt. And mind you, from the Midwest,
West of the Midwest. Okay. Yeah,
he's not from the Midwest, but baby, now this photo. So for me, okay, you know what? I'm gonna just be honest. For me, Bradley doesn't know his potential.
Really?
He does not know his potential.
Yeah.
Because the stark, like, we just seen Deshaun's photos. Deshaun's before and after photo. Deshaun was giving me the same person. We done seen Hot Pocket Heather giving me the same thing. Now, this, completely different. Like, Bradley, first of all, like, the one thing I noticed, first of all, Bradley got these swimming trunks on that look like they come to his ankle. Okay?
Yeah.
Look like he already got something in the pocket. Like, you know, he done brought something from Wyoming in his pocket. It's like, oh, I didn't know it was here. I could take it out. You know, his, but
maybe bang, it's an idol.
Like, yes, I don't know. Okay. It looked like the photographer was like, you know, put your hand in your pocket and smile. And Bradley is smiling and he has a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
He put his hand in, mind you, don't even look like he put his hand in his pocket. Look like he just grabbing the pocket and pulling it to the side.
Yeah.
And we see like that Bradley has a V. Okay. You know, when guys are like workout, they got the V.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Bradley ain't get that from the gym. Bradley got that from like, you know, on the farm shoveling, you know, the hay and all that stuff. Yes. So I like, for me, I like this photo of Bradley. I don't, the knot.
Look at that knot.
It's horrible.
Horrible. I thought it was good.
No. Horrible. Like, you know, the knot, when you tie a knot, you'll make like a bow, and then it has like the two strings that are like supposed to be equal.
Yeah.
The one string looked like the dominant string, and the other string looked like I ain't even supposed to be a string.
Bryce.
So for me,
can you tie some shorts for us on your Instagram soon?
Absolutely.
Show us the right way to do it.
I'll show you what a tie is supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Now, for me, this looks like Brad, like, you know, just tied it, you know, and went on about his day. And that, for me, gives me, like, everything I need to know. And especially from the first photo to this photo. Like, there is such a stark difference. And that, to me, is alarming. Is like, and I honestly, like, for me, like, seeing this photo right now, like, Brad looks like approachable, friendly. And in the other photo, Brad looks like, you know, I'm ready to go to work. And what I'm getting is that drastic difference might be hard for people to read.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like everyone on Survivor is going to see this Brad that we're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, and again, what you have to remember, and this was something that I remembered, was that like, first impressions matter. And, you know, a little behind the scenes story, you know, before you go on Survivor, you know, go to LA, we are, you know, quarantined in a hotel, then they come get you, then you meet in the lobby, and then you really get to see everybody, but you can't talk. Then you go to the airport, they don't say your names, they give you like nicknames, like mine's was like 3-6. And
3-6? You
know, I don't know what I was like, okay, that's, you know, I remember Alexis was like LC, like, and they literally wrote that on our passports. Like that literally is still on my passport. We travel together. We, you know, layover, go to another airport. We're all together, but we don't talk.
Yeah.
Then we get to like the destination. We sleep in tents. And then we come out to like a pavilion every day during pregame and we sit and we don't talk. And for me, I was just so like, I saw like rest in peace to my good uncle Cliff. I saw Cliff Robinson. He was 9'6". I was so intimidated.
9'6".
I saw Garrett. He was jacked as I don't even know. And you know, I told the story before, like, you know, Garrett got in trouble during pregame because we would get breakfast every morning and they would put maybe like 6 boiled eggs out. Garrett would go up there and get out of the 6, 4. Because he wanted the protein, because he needed the protein for his body. For me, I'm going after the bacon and the other stuff. But like, there are like these little things that you do on pregame, that you do when you travel. And for me, I was so nervous. Like, I was like, oh my God, there's a Cliff Robinson. Oh my God, there's like, you know, a Jatia. There's a Woo. Like, I was just like, oh my God, will I fit in here? And so for me, that resonated in like, And after the game, when I talked to like Jeffra and Alexis from Kagyan, which allegedly is voted number 2 on the top, you know, 40 of the Survivor, but we'll, you know, we'll talk about that at another date, okay? Yes. Robert may or may not have gotten cussed out by me too. Okay, I requested a recount. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. I digress.
Yes, you're at breakfast.
We had breakfast and I talked to Alexis and Jeffra and they were like, you know, during the travel time, during when we were at like, you know, Ponderosa for pregame, you never looked up. You never smiled. And, you know, in their mind, they already made up what they thought of me. And so this brings me back to Brad, is that the stark difference in those two photos, I am concerned that Brad might not make the best impression.
Mm-hmm. Can we go and back to might, you? Because yeah, that's so not who you are. You're so outgoing. Was it because that you felt like that you had like imposter syndrome that you
absolutely yeah. I did not feel like I belonged. I 100% felt like, honestly, I was the first openly black gay player to play Survivor. And 100%, I saw all of, like, Kagyan is amazing. We're gorgeous. I honestly did not believe I belonged there. And I think that, like, you know, it resonated in me being timid, me not wanting to, like, rock the boat, and pregame, me not wanting to, like, look up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, honestly, like, I had my little, like, CD player because we couldn't bring our, like, iPods, and I feel like I'm aging myself at that time because it could connect to Wi-Fi. So I had my little CD player. I was listening to Meek Mill's Hold Up, Wait a Minute. Y'all thought I, like, you know, I was like hyping myself up, but I was like so scared. And which brings me back to the amazingness of this cast, is that, like, you know, I never saw myself before. And what I think is amazing about this cast is that, like, somebody will be able to see themselves in these people. Mm-hmm. And it will give them the hope, give them the confidence that I did not have. And yeah, like, honestly, and so bringing it back to Brad, is that from the stark differences that I see in the photos, I feel like Brad could be an amazing person. You know, he got a little V. He could be on his daddy calendar. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that nobody in the Zaddy calendar has ever been from Wyoming, correct?
No.
Wow.
No. We would love to see the great state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's the stark differences for me that concern me. Like, I feel like looking at this photo, and maybe not, because we see his big, like, you know, I could be like, oh my God, we could be friends. And it's like, you know, I know the inner you. However, when you, it's like your first day of school, your first day at a new job, you don't want to reveal, or you may not possess the capacity to, like, and so I feel like that could be a problem for Brad. And dare I say, early boot, only because of the stark differences. And I feel like that, I'm just being honest, and it's no shade, no nothing.
Doesn't mean he still be in the Zaddy calendar.
Doesn't mean nothing, but I'm just saying, like, I go off of my images, and like, literally my reaction from the first photo, like, I could saw that Brad had a little body. I saw the little, I don't know if you call it a tricep, a bicep. Mm-hmm. I saw it poking out through the 3X shirt that he was wearing, although he probably should have been wearing a small V-neck.
Mm-hmm.
But this photo, and again, this photo for me is like, I feel like the photographer was like, take your shirt off. put your hand in your pocket. And again, like that's even in talk. This photo, Brad don't even got his hand in the photo. He just grabbed the outside of the pocket. That's how you know that's not like, you know, he's not used to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting.
Okay. All right. That's Brad. Let's talk about, okay, I think you're going to like this next person.
Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about, we have two Canadians in this cast.
Oh, okay. Come on, Canada.
All right.
Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Yeah.
We're going to talk about first, we have Chantel.
Okay.
All right. Here comes Chantel.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
And let me Chantel you about her.
Oh, hey, bang.
No, so she is a pastor, Bryce.
Oh, come on, praise the Lord.
Yes, she's a pastor, but, you know, she was, you know, got into some trouble in her youth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's a pastor. She likes running, improv, acting, comedy, and dancing. But back in the day, I think she used to be in a gang.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Chantel. Telly-tell.
Mm-hmm.
I am liking... Okay. I just have to be honest.
Yeah.
First of all, please. Chantel reminds me of Kyra Pratt. I don't know if you remember Kyra Pratt. She's been on this TV show called like One on One. She's been on the Proud Family. And all of the information that you've just given me about Telly-tell, I like. I like her energy. And like, for me, and I'm just like, for me, like she looked like she could be a cousin of Wendell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they look like they could be a cousin of Wendell. And she got on the leopard, like, little biker shorts. But, you know, they like the workout yoga pants. But it's, like, not the workout. But they like the yoga pants, high-waisted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She got a little tank top on.
Mm-hmm.
She has her hand on the hip with the shirt falling off of the hand. And for me, that is an actual, like, technique. Because it's like, you know what? I'm going personally put this shirt right here so that it lays how I want it to lay. So that's the technique. So the fact that you're exuding that technique for me is like, okay.
Yeah.
Then she got her hair slicked back. Okay. She got pigtails on. And for me, that's like, you know what? Let me give you little sister vibes. Let me give you girl next door vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, great. Then we add the hoop earring.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know if any of y'all know the hoop earring. Okay. But any black woman that we know with the hoop earrings, we know what they give. And so I am loving.
What do they give?
They give whatever it is that you need them to get.
Yeah.
Robert. Whatever it is that you need to get.
That's a big earring for Survivor.
Yes. We call them the hoop earrings, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, some girls back in the day, and it's like elementary school, high school, they used to put on hoop earrings. Like, you know, the outfit was not complete without the hoop earrings. So for me, and if anybody that's black that, like, listens, like, y'all know what the hoop earrings get. And so for me, the fact that you got these hoop earrings in, okay, you got this, the pigtails in, you got the cheetah pants on, but then you got the yellow. Like, I don't know. And you kind of looking like my brother Wendell, like that aura. And you was a pastor and in a gang. Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, now let me give you then the bathing suit.
Oh, let me.
Okay. All right, let's bring that in. Cause I think that, all right. Wait till you see this. Okay. Here we go. I don't want to put my finger on the scale of what I think. Okay. All right.
Listen. Okay. Trinity 5-7. It's by God's grace. Also, City Girls. I need a listen. Telly is giving me City Girls in Trinity 5-7. Bay Bay.
Bay. Wait, 3-6. Slow down.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
Trinity 5-7. The gospel on the Matthew Knowles World Music World Label. Matthew Knowles is the father of Beyonce.
Yes.
Trinity 5-7 had a, their one hit song was, It's by God's okay. grace.
I thought okay. you were giving me a Bible passage. Trinity 5-7. Okay. Mark 3:19.
Luke 4:7.
Bryce 3:6.
This bathing suit photo of Telly Tell, Baby. She got her legs crossed like Tiffany, but yeah. it don't look like Telly gonna fall.
Yeah.
We can
Tiffany,
see
I think, was crossed at the ankles. She's crossed at the, ankle, at the thigh. But
she's crossed at the thigh. Telly Tell has both of her thumbs out. However, when you look at the photo, you don't even really see her hands. Like, they just blend in. And she is giving such... I don't know if it's the pigtails for me. I was a huge Pippi Longstocking fan.
Oh, really?
Yes, I used to love... Like
Wendy's.
No. Pippi, listen, if you listen, Pippi Longstocking, and the live action version that, imagine, I like... We had them on, like, videotape.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Makes sense.
But it wasn't, like, the real videotape, like, my mom or dad, like, recorded on TV. Anyway, the Pippi Longstocking pigtails, and you know, anybody that watched Pippi Longstocking, she could do it all. Okay, she was a craftsman. She was a, you know, go-getter.
Did she have powers, Pippi Longstocking?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, she did have a monkey friend named Nelson that she could talk to, but Nelson didn't speak English. I mean, he spoke monkey.
Yeah.
But, like, they could communicate. And so, and then it's the hoop earrings for me. The hoop earrings for me just let me know that, like, if something about to pop off, let me take these earrings out.
Mm-hmm.
There is a classy elegance of this photo that I really like about Telly Telltale.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. You tell me you are in the gang. And
not anymore.
Not anymore, and now you are a pastor?
Yeah.
Hey, babe. I like Telly Telltale. Like, I don't know whether as if not
mm-hmm.
this is, like, could be my first, like, ooh, I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like, she meets me on both, and like, she meets me on everywhere that I need to be met. And even the places that I have issues on Telly Telltale yep. with the hand. Okay. And then, okay, you know what? Then the bathing suit has like a wraparound waist
yep.
that you tie like Telly Telltale. I was like, I ain't even going to tie you a knot. I'm going to just fold it over and it just lays with the bathing suit.
Very classy.
So, but I don't.
Well, do you think she's what I would. That they call her Pastor Chantel or Pastor Smith?
Oh, I would say Pastor Chantel. Pastor Smith for me seems too old. For me, yeah. that like seems like a, like, you know, here's what I will say. I'm a little reluctant to give out my first winner pick, but what I will say is that if it's the top three, Pastor Telltale might be up in there. Now, I don't know if she's going to have the hoop earrings on or the pigtails, but I don't know. There is an aura about Telly Telltale that I like. There's a consistency yeah. in both of the photos that I like. There's something that resonates with me. Now, I don't know. Telltale could be the first boot. I don't know. But I really like her a lot.
Okay.
And it resonates.
All right. We are going to talk about Nasir next. Okay. Mm. All right.
Here comes the name Nasir.
Here comes Nasir. And Nasir, he actually learned English from watching Survivor. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here, let's bring in Nasir.
Here he is.
He is 37. He lives in Morgan Hill, California, but he is from Sri Lanka. He likes cricket, traveling, and cooking.
Sri Lanka, that's where the twins, Natalie and what's the other one named?
Nadia.
Nadia just had a baby. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we know the Sri Lankans are contenders.
Yes.
Okay. He is giving me.
Yes.
Like a Dominic from Winners at War.
Dominic from Winners at War. Dominic Bata.
I mean, ooh, child, not Winners at War.
Yeah. Wendell's going to be mad at you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let him be mad. He's giving me a Dominic from Ghost Island.
Yeah.
I love, I will say, although he's got swimming trunks on, to me, they look a little long. We can't see the knee.
Yeah.
They look a little long.
You'll see the full body in the bathing suit picture.
But what I will say is that Tony has taught us that we cannot go by the length of the short trunk.
Yeah.
Now, what makes me like him so much is that the tank top matches the shorts. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that tells me he married.
Yes, he is.
That tells me his wife picked out this outfit. That tells me Survivor was like, we need this color. And his wife was like, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She was like, oh, baby, this will look good on you. And it looks like he's a bigger guy. He's got big arms. He might have a little bit of a belly. And his wife know how to shop for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way this photo is looking, it looked like the wife by the shirts, how I be buying my shirts. So you don't see my belly. So I'm giving very slim. So for me, what that tells me is he is he's got the Natalie in him. He's got the competitiveness in him. He is a husband. He's got a wife that he trusts. Is this the word implicitly? Like, you know, mm-hmm. he trusts his wife to make him look good. And so for that meaning to me is that he's going to trust the other female on the tribe. He's going to be able to, you know, maybe connect with a Heather, maybe connect with a Telltale. And that is going to get him far in the game. I like, now mind you, what's his name again?
Because Nasir.
Nasir. Oh, how can I forget? Okay. I like Nasir. I like his.
Here's Nasir in the bathing suit.
Okay. He like my wife. Listen, he like Bryce. My wife brought the shirt to fit. Because yes, Nasir is very much so giving dad bod. Okay. Not dad bod, but Zad Bob. Okay. He might be like, listen, I'm wearing a shortcut on the top of my head, but baby, I'm making up for it with the hair on my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he like, listen, Bryce, I heard what you said about the swimming trunks. So I'm going to give you just long enough swimming trunks to stop below my knee. And it's looking like he's got a pocket in his swimming trunks, but baby,
you need that for
they
the
blend.
Idol.
They blend right on end. Nasir makes the merge. Listen, I might have to put Nasir and Chantel in the top three.
Yeah.
You got to find another third person. I like Nasir a lot. Okay. Also, if we can go a little more deeper, because I'm liking Nasir. Okay. We don't see no thumbs in the bathing suit photo. He's got this type of swimming trunks that tie up. Can't even see what the tie is looking like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a dark tie on a dark bathing suit.
Dark tie is blending in.
Yeah.
Okay. And, okay, you can't even see his toe. Okay. They're not buried in the sand, but he buried the sand and then picked his foot up and then put his foot back down. Okay.
He so understood me, the assignment.
How do you know that, Robert?
I'm on TikTok.
That just took me out.
Yeah.
Now he understood the assignment.
At least his wife did. Yeah.
Yes, his wife. Listen. I can't believe that just came out your mouth, Robert. That is like 4 years ago. That would be something that I would have to explain to you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm trying to keep up, Bryce.
Look at you. Yes. Nasir understood the assignment. However, I mean, listen, maybe I'm just on a roll. I can't keep giving out my top three.
It's a good cast.
I mean, it's a great cast, but I like Nasir a lot. I like Nasir a lot.
Okay. All right. Great job.
I like his shorts too.
Great job. Listen,
for the guys that want to wear longer shorts, take notes of Nasir. Nasir has on longer shorts, but they're not longer shorts.
Still, I can still see a kneecap.
You can still see a kneecap. You can still have your pocket in the side if you would like, but...
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm getting excited. I'm getting hot, Robert. Okay. This right. T-Bird shirt might have to come off.
Whoa. Okay. All right. You ready to talk about Eric? Eric okay, Abraham. On, Eric. I think he actually goes by Abraham. All right. Here we go. Here is Eric.
Oh.
Okay. And Eric, he is a season one Survivor fan.
Okay.
Say that about Eric. He has a military background.
Oh my God. He's
51.
Okay.
From San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
He works in cybersecurity now.
Oh.
And he likes basketball, golfing, and reading.
Okay. So give me his name one more time again.
Eric Abraham.
Abraham. Goes by Abraham.
Yes.
He is giving me. Now follow me. He's giving me a Jervis. Philip Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
And a Russell Swan.
Oh.
Current day Russell Swan.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely get, like, just even before you said that, I definitely get military background from him in the sense of he has the quintessential winter pose. We don't see a thumb. Okay, he listens. He must listen to the Bryce Isaiah. It's a look. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's got a like for me. Like, do you know like the hashtag like girl dad?
Yeah, like dad of girls. Yeah,
right. Like for me, like I feel like he's a, like hashtag girl dad. Like I feel like he's got like daughters.
Bryce. First off, you're so good because that what accomplishment are you the most proud of? He says. That it's his
daughter.
Yeah, and she's the next generation in his family.
I swear on everything. I literally,
you're so good.
That is honestly what I got from him. And like I really like Abraham a lot. I feel like his outfit is like. Where you go into like on vacation with your dad and you're, like, you know what I mean? Like, I definitely get that. I will tell you, what I see from Abraham that could be his issue. And I could be wrong, but I'm just telling you what I get from the photo is that I feel like when I hear that, like I get he's from the military. I don't know if it's like the medallion on his neck, but it's like his stance is straight up.
Yeah.
And he is. Like when I say like he reminds me of Russell Swan,
mm-hmm.
he's come to win. Like very much so. Like his pose in this tells me I came to win. He's got the smile. He's very charismatic. Okay.
Yeah.
He's multi complex. Like, and what I say is like, dad, like girl dad is that like, he's got that tough exterior, but he's really a marshmallow inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I really get that, like, that, you know, he's a marshmallow inside. And so I feel like And he's likable. He's like, again, I get the smile, you know. And again, I say Jervis because he's got the Jervis smile. He's got the Jervis look. He's like, you know, for 51, he giving me a run for my money.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like he might run into a problem where he also was giving me like Jatia Hart vibes in the sense of like it's his way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people be like, oh, no, let's build this way. Like, no, we're going to do it this way. Let's do it this way. And he, you know, Abraham might like get a little like he wanted this way. You know, in the armed forces, we did it this way. And I feel like he might have a hard time to, oh, right. Same thing. Child. It is the strings on Uncle Abraham's, like, he didn't tie it four times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He didn't buy no new swimming trunks. These were swimming trunks in his drawer.
He had them. What is it? You wanted to buy a new one?
We don't have to buy a new one. What do we waste the resources for? Okay? He was like,
these are perfectly fine.
These are perfectly fine. And like, I imagine his daughter be like, Dad, they don't fit. He's like, what?
Just tie it tighter.
Tie it three times. Which I love. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, and again, the consistency in his photo gives the same thing. He still work out.
Yeah.
Abraham is giving me, he got a bench press in his garage.
Sure.
Okay. And yeah. So I also feel like he could be a polarizing character.
Oh.
And so, which for me is hard to tell. He's either an extremely early boot or he is the cast of Kagyan to 41.
Second place? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I didn't say that. Mm-hmm. I put him in my top three.
Yeah.
But he may be the cast of Kagyan to the point of like, you know what? He is such a hard worker.
Yes.
Like and he sticks to his guns, whether or not people agree with him or not. You're like, well, I'm gonna have to go with Abraham because they're going like, you know, I don't know. But
okay.
I like Abraham. I also get from this a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get a like he is a full spectrum personality. Like I honestly like I really want to know the story. Like them swimming trunks, did you have them in your closet? And did they question you about bringing them? And you was like, they fit. Why would I buy? Why would I waste my? I got to put you through college. Like, that's the type of dad that he gives.
They asked him, which past survivor will you play the game most like? He said, I would construct a hybrid playing style of Richard Hatch
and
Wendell Holland with a touch of Boston Rob.
Oh. That's everything I just described.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, listen. I like it. 51, he look good. He's still bench press.
Mm-hmm.
They got a dog. And I also feel like he got a dog, but he got a little dog.
Yeah.
Like a
Joe Del Campo?
Right. You know, he got something that like, you know, he didn't really want to get. He wanted like a wolf shepherd. No. Mm-hmm. That's not the name of it.
German Shepherd?
A German Shepherd.
Yeah.
What's them dogs that look like wolves? A husky.
Sure.
He wanted that, mm-hmm. but his wife and daughter, they wanted the poodle. Mm-hmm. And so like, you know, in the morning time, he got to walk the poodle around. The poodle probably named Cinnamon. He got to wait to the neighbors. Like, you know, like, yeah.
Morning, Eric. Okay. All right.
Oh.
You ready to talk about another person?
I'm ready. I'm here excited. I'm loving them all.
Okay. You played with a Sarah. We got another survivor, Sarah.
Okay.
Here is Sarah Wilson.
Oh, come on, Miss Wilson.
Okay. Sarah Wilson.
Oh.
No relation to Nick Wilson, I don't believe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Sarah from? Where's Sarah from?
She is from
Sherman Oaks, California, but lives in Boston, Mass. Now she's 24. Oh. She's a healthcare consultant. She likes poker.
Oh.
Maybe she's called Garrett. Aerial skills and trapeze.
Oh.
Cooking and baking.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We like her. I like Sarah. Okay. She is giving me. And, you know, for me, I relate everything to Kagyan.
Yeah.
And so she is definitely giving me Jeffra vibes in the sense of she's giving me, like, you know, I like the little top that she has on, like the little shorts, very friendly, very agile,
mm-hmm.
Giving me fit, got her hands on her hip.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one hand down. So in other people that have had the same pose, I, like, you know, criticize them as being like a little too passive. And I wouldn't say that Sarah's pose is aggressive, but it at least, like, I feel like this pose, she stands her ground.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that means like loyalty to other people. But, you know, I like Sarah. Yeah, she seems like the perfect, like, I don't know. She seems like she'll be able to fit in.
Okay.
I feel like given the cast that we've seen so far, like, I feel like she'll be able to get with a Heather, the mom vibe. She might be able to get with Abraham, like, you know, the dad vibe. I feel like the younger people, that was like a half off, half pickup. I feel like she is could be in a perfect spot.
Okay. All right. Well,
I wonder though if she's able to execute. Like, you know, are you able to?
Let me bring in her other picture.
Okay, let me see. Now let me see. Oh, okay. So Sarah knows the assignment.
Yeah.
Because love the bathing suit. You know, it's one of the bathing suits that you gotta like tie in.
Mm-hmm.
And she tied the knot perfectly. She's giving very smiles. And again, for me, I relate everything to like Kagyan. And this also is giving me like Alexis Maxwell vibe, where it's like, I'm a pretty young girl. And, you know, they go far in the game. I just hope that sometimes you get wrapped up in like just surviving. And it's like, you know, I've played the game and I've seen it very clearly. You know, there are people that like assert themselves very early on as like leaders. And there are people that stick out as people that you vote out, like myself, you know, in Kagyan Solana tribe, you know, like the LJs. And then there are like the Mies. And then there are the people in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Sarah is giving me a little bit like, you know, I can fly under the radar. I can make little moves. And even she's got the same pose, but switched. And it's still very a strong pose. Like I stand my ground, but I wonder if she's able to pull off a big move. Will you be able to get the LJ out? Will you be able to double cross the LJ? Will you be able to feel comfortable enough? I don't know. Like, I don't see the like, I don't see the David nastiness in her eyes. Like, I feel like I just want to go as far as I can go.
Okay.
But I like a Sarah.
Yeah. All right. Bryce, let me bring in somebody else for you. Okay. Yeah, let's bring in a young man,
okay.
Maybe a future Zaddy.
Oh.
Okay. And his name is Xander.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Here
Come
we go.
On, Xander.
Yeah. He's one of 3 20-year-olds in the cast.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Actually, he's 21. 21.
Oh, okay. He's a little older than me. That's fine.
All right. Here is Xander.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Xander Hastings, 21. He is from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
He lives in Chicago now. He's an app developer.
Oh.
That's good to know. Free climbing. He likes road tripping, antique shopping.
Oh. I wonder if he watched the Antique Roadshow like I do.
Likes graphic design.
Oh, okay.
All right, there's Xander.
Okay. I love me a Xander. I will be honest. this is what I gotta say. I like, okay, yo, I give it real again. Like, sure. I love a Xander. Xander has that, like, hot rod, like, you know, giving the very young heart thrive. And I really feel like from the first thumb up, he's giving it to me. Yep. The hair, he got a little necklace. I love, like, I probably own that shirt myself. But this is the problem with me with baby boy Xander. It's the shorts. The shorts do not go with the outfit. Like, the color goes, but, like, you got, like, a little island on the shorts, and then you also got little floral print.
It's pattern and pattern, right? That's no good.
Pattern and pattern. And they're both very, like, stark, bold patterns. So it's like, if you're going to wear a pant
too much pattern,
like that, you know, wear an all-white shirt. Mm-hmm. Or wear, like, you know, and so for me, that signifies Xander's, like, youthness. And for me, I feel like Xander, he got that smile, he got that hair. I mean, he very much so could be a Zaddy.
Zaddy Xander.
Zaddy Xander, okay? But I feel like he may not be able to, he's got maturing to do. He might want to, like, I get he's an app developer. He's a, like, I get he's a lover of the game. Like, you know, like, he's a younger player. So I get Xander probably has seen every season of Survivor. And sometimes I feel like they're so ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, like feeling out the pace of your own tribe, you just seen Tony at Winners at War. You just seen Sandra. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, you want to, you want to set the pace. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear this pattern shirt and I'm going to wear these pattern pants. And I feel like, now, although this might seem like negatives, but I feel like Xander going to be great TV. I feel like Xander going to be the one looking for the idols. Xander going to be the one double crossing people. Like, you know, however, the two patterns, they're going to clash at some point in time.
Okay.
But
here, let me give you his other picture.
Let me see the other one. Yeah. And do we got a shirt off? If he has a shirt off, let me see.
Okay. All right. So this, maybe if you're not looking at the two patterns at once, maybe you might have a different opinion.
Maybe I might have a different. Let me see. Oh, okay. Still the same shorts.
Still the same shorts.
Okay. He got, Xander the Zaddy. We're here for that. However, I stick to my original assessment because look at that knot. Okay. The knot is just like, messy. Is it a knot? It's messy. And I feel like, again, for me, I feel like Xander is a younger player. He's good looking. He's got a body. People are going to automatically look to him to do well in challenges. And, you know, I feel like he may want to call shots. He may want to do some things that are a bit aggressive. And a bit aggressive if you're on the tribe. If you us sitting at home, we're going to be screaming, Xander! And I feel like that could be my, first of all, I keep saying Achilles heel. That might be Xander's Achilles heel, is his willingness to push the envelope.
Yes.
Now, great for us at home, but I'm curious to know how his tribe will think of that. Because, like, you know, he looks young, he looks agile, he's got the hair, he's got the body, you know, he gives me, like, young college kid, don't, like, clean his room like that. Like, you know, just, you know, like, just, you know, everything, you know, I feel like if I went in his inner room, it would be like a pile of clothes on the floor, his book bag. He would have some ramen noodles on the side, and I would throw the ramen noodles out. He'd be like, wait, I was still going to eat those, Bryce. And I'd be like, Xander.
Yeah.
But I get...
Heather is going to be here any minute. Clean up.
Clean your room.
Or you don't get a Hot Pocket. You're grounded.
It's 11:30. It's the summertime, Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping.
Eric's dog Cinnamon is gonna be all over this stuff.
No, you were supposed to walk Eric's dog Cinnamon at 8:30. Heather had to walk him. Then here comes Tiffany. See, I don't got time for Xander. He always just sleep in the bed. Or, like, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
but Xander is so lovable. Like, you know, we love Xander, but Xander is still like that. Like, I don't know. We like Xander.
Okay.
He definitely makes the merge.
Oh, for okay. Sure. All right. Well, that's
and
good.
Not for nothing. This is what I'm getting from Xander is that, like, he likes Adam Klein. Like, you know, he's a studier of the game.
That's
like,
good.
That's what I get. Like, he likes Adam Klein. He's he's not just a sleep in the bed till 6 p.m. and not mm-hmm. do anything. Like, he knows the game. And I feel like he might know the game so mm-hmm. well to Heather, to Abrahams. That might be, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. So I feel like Xander, Zaddy, could be great for TV.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in another of our Canadian contestants.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Yep. Hold on. Canada? Canada?
You go so high for Canada.
You hear that falsetto?
Yeah. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in, here comes Erica.
Oh.
Erica. She lives in Niagara Falls. She's from Niagara Falls. She lives in Toronto. She's a communications manager. She likes traveling, boxing, and fitness, following pop culture. Maybe she could listen to Amon and B.
The casual tea. Oh, okay. I like Erica a lot. I would have to say this is probably the first photo that we've seen with no thumbs.
Okay.
And I don't know if Erica is pandering to me, but I see purple nails. Hmm. I see purple hair.
Well, she has purple hair.
I feel like her nails might be a bit of a lavender. I also feel like she's got a bracelet. But is it really a bracelet? I feel like it's a scrunchie. And she wants y'all to think that it's a bracelet. Because it's feeling like when it's time to get down and dirty, let me put this purple hair up. Okay? She's got a leopard / skin skirt.
Snake skin, maybe.
Snake skin, yes. That for me is like, girl, Erica, that don't get wet good. Okay? Mm-hmm. But you still wearing it anyway. However, she like, but listen, Bryce. It got a zipper straight down the front, so I'll just zipper it down.
Mm-hmm.
She's got her hands on her hips in a very assertive pose.
Yep.
She's got one leg in front, but subtly, like, I don't know. Let me find out. 41 is about to have two women in the final two and a guy, because if I say a winner pose, I would go as far as saying, like, Erica knows the assignment and she is serving what needs to be served. She's smiling, but it don't look like a real smile, but it looks like a real smile, but it also looked like, bitch, try me
mm-hmm.
if you want.
You could try.
And again, got on this high-waisted skirt. That's like, girl, why are you wearing it out there? First of all, like, you know, who wearing snake skin out in the eye? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta
maybe she's gonna be a real snake.
And again, that sometimes works. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want always the nice cookie cutter winner. We love a Tony. We love, like, you know, I don't know. She's got the purple hair. She letting the people know she might be a member of the Purple Pants Posse. I don't know. It's working for me, mm-hmm. but hands on the hip. In a very assertive but friendly, I got that your third day at work smile for your photo ID, mm-hmm. and you like,
yeah. All right, well, let me bring in the bathing suit photo. Tell me what you think here. All right.
Oh,
here's Erica. No snake skin now.
No snake skin. She got a tattoo above or below her crescent in the elbow. I don't know what that is. That your
crescent
forearm?
In the elbow.
Yeah, you know where your elbow goes like this, mm-hmm. the crescent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forearm.
She's got a very cute Okay. Very much like Telly Tell. It's one of the bathing suits that ties, and it looks like effortlessly. She also, for me, Erica looks like she can play very young and innocent.
Yes.
But that smile does not fool me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've like seen her in the snake skirt.
We've seen her in the snake skin. And that smile does not fool me. That smile is, again, like, how much longer do you need me here?
Yeah.
And I feel like people could feel like, oh, she's a little girl. Meanwhile, grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like Erica a lot. I like the bathing suit pattern. In this photo, we see the thumbs. However, very much so plush or
plush.
I don't know. Is it plush to the skin? Her leg combination in this is giving me a little bit like if somebody were to run up behind me, I might fall.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. She doesn't look too sturdy.
Doesn't look too sturdy. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I
she's
like
giving
Erica.
Me, how many more of these do we have to do? Are we done yet?
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to chill out. Mm-hmm. I want to hang out. But it gives me non-threatening.
Mm-hmm.
However, I feel like behind that could be a spicy brycey, could be like very friendly, could be very, like, Erica encompasses a lot of the things that I feel like could do you well on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, an underground threat.
Okay.
Somebody that could be making moves that you would never know. That's saying yes to your face, but got a whole nother alliance that's getting ready to take off. Unlike, you know, like, I don't know. There's a lot that I get out of Erica. I don't know if I want to add her to my final top three. But I don't know. Maybe she could be the fourth. I don't know. But I like Erica's energy.
Okay. All right. Let's bring in another one of our contestants. And we're going to talk about... All right. You ready to talk about Ricard?
Oh, come on. Ricard?
Okay.
I like the name.
Here is Ricard.
Oh.
Okay. Ricard is a flight attendant.
Oh.
That he is from Linwood, Washington. Lives in Cedro Woolley, Washington.
Okay.
Plays the violin.
Oh.
He likes running.
Oh.
And does winter guard. I don't know what winter guard is.
I don't know what that is either. Guard the winter. He on Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. So, okay. Ricard.
Ricard is like a Game of Thrones name.
Yes. First of all, he looks like he could be Khaleesi's cousin. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
First of all, he understood the assignment. Okay, baby. He said, listen, my shorts will match my shirt. Okay. My shorts going to be above the knee. Xander, take notes. I got a pattern short, but my shirt is plain.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see a thumb. We kind of see a thumb. We don't see a thumb.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, mind you, me as a spicy brycey, and I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
But it's that hand on that hip, and that's that thrust of that hip that I'm like, okay, we cousins, I see you. However, don't let the thrust of that hip fool you. Get onto that straight look. Ooh, you know what? Sorry, who was the last person we saw? Erica?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, Erica. It's Ricard. He's the final three right here. And he got on jewelry. And he got a tattoo on his arm. No, baby. Baby, not the salt and pepper pull back. Okay?
Yeah.
It's the hip thrust for me that lets me know that, listen, try me if you want.
Wow.
I did not like, I don't know, but it's, first of all, the shirt, I don't know what Ricard's body is giving. I don't know if he's like fit. I don't know if he's like me, but how he is wearing that, you will never be able to tell.
Okay.
So that's attention to detail.
All right, well, let me, okay? I'll bring in his other picture.
Let me see the other picture.
Okay.
Of Ricard.
Of Ricard.
Let me see it, because I'm a fan already.
All right. Here we go. And here is Ricard. Bathing suit only.
Okay.
More tattoos for you.
More tattoos. Yes. Like, again, I feel like a similar body to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we work out. We like to eat. We like to drink.
Yeah. Other picture, a little bit more of a, you know, a serious face. He's all business. Right. He's smiling.
And this, but for again, but you, there's not a stark difference. Though. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I could see the difference. And this smile for me gives me like, hey, like, what's up? We could be friends. You know, he's got his hands in his pocket. Okay, one thumb out, one thumb not. Got the tattoos that tell a story that's going to want to draw people in. And this one, he's being more open. He's got his hands on his hip.
Yeah.
Pivoted to the side.
How about the tattoos, a snake?
One looked like a snake. One looked like a bird. And the one above his collarbone looked like it could be like a wig.
Hmm.
So, I mean, very interesting. Storytelling. Somebody with a tattoo on their wrist, like, I don't know, like, I see, like, bartender. I see, like, you know, so I feel, like, rather edgy.
Yeah.
But very cute swimming trunks. And also, okay, yeah, for sure, Ricard is in my top three. Look at that bow.
Very neat.
Very neat. So that tells me, if I tell you something, I'm going to remember the story that I told you, and I'm not going to slip up and tell you, and I'm not going to slip up and tell you now.
Yeah.
The only thing that I could get that could be his, because I'm just going Achilles heel, is that he's too prepared.
Too prepared.
That too prepared. That, like, I feel like he plays. From these photos that I just got from that, listen, it was that hip thrust for me that lets me know, bish, if you want it, come get it. However, also in this photo, it's another thing, because a lot of the times when some people don't take their shirts off in Survivor, some people, like, you know, like, he's willing to go there. I'm going to take my shirt off. And guess what? I'm going to still give you this amazing smile. And so I get that the tattoo on his arm. Look like the cherry. I don't know if it's an owl, if it's like a hummingbird on his, like, above his right chest. Like, he's got the package, and he's got the Hollywood smile. Teeth look amazing. Mm-hmm. He's got his hair slicked back. I feel like people could wonder, like, oh my God, you know, like, I feel like that could be his only slip up, is that he is so ready to play, and that, again, they don't catch it to the end. He definitely makes the merge. Mind you, he's in my top three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. How many more people we got to go? Because maybe not that it.
Okay, somebody, we got to see. We got to see. Look, we still got a few more people to go. Okay?
But I like him.
All right. All right, here we go. All right. You ready to talk about Liana?
Oh, come on, Liana.
Okay, here we go. Liana. She's another one of our younger players this season. I think that she is only 20.
Ah, Liana. Okay.
Okay. Let's bring her in. All right.
That's the Liana.
Here's Liana.
Oh. Okay.
She's a student.
Ah. Liana.
Liana Wallace. She is from Evanston, Illinois. Lives in Washington, D.C. She's a college student, likes dancing, running, and writing poetry.
Liana. Oh, my God. You guys are making it hard. Because, listen, Liana does not show any thumbs.
Yep.
She's got a skirt on that clearly from the side looks like it's adjustable. But the material for me looks like it's weatherproof. So if it gets wet, it would dry quickly. And at night, when it's important to have layers on, she could pull one of them strings. Mm-hmm. She's young. She looks athletic. She got her braids in because she was like, I need a protective style. She's got cute earrings. She's got an amazing smile. She's got her feet crossed, but it doesn't look like if somebody pushed her. Like, I don't know. Liana, why are you making it so hard? Liana, this is.
What else you want to know?
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
I need to see the other photo. Okay. I need to see her other photo because right. I need to pick apart. Because this is a great photo, Liana.
Yeah, I think she's got another good one.
Hey,
I don't know if this is gonna make this easier for you.
See, that's what I be saying. That's why I need to not be I already got a top three. So how can I add somebody? Liana. Liana.
Yep.
Oh my god. She's a college student. Oh my god, Liana.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is great. Another again. So I feel like now I'm just praising everybody. But she's got the hand on the hip, one to the side. You know I love that pose. However, I've criticized people for not being dominant enough, being too passive. However, I feel like Liana has got that hip out.
Yeah.
That one hand is, you know, what's up? And then she's linked a little in, and the other hand is leaning down, saying, yep. Listen, I can have a plan, but I also could, you could have a plan and I don't agree with it, but I'm going to lean in and go in with it. Got a Liana. Yes, Liana. Her bathing suit is cute, very fit, very agile. I feel like she just she reminds me of my niece named Ananda. And Ananda is oh my God. Have we ever had a top four before?
No, not yet. Maybe she can be making the fire.
I really like Liana.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Liana a lot. I like the fact, I feel like she is a college student, but I feel like she's woke. I feel like she's relatable. I feel like if you try me, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can be your daughter. I feel like I can be your friend. I could be your girlfriend. I could be I don't know. There's a lot that I'm getting from Liana.
Mm-hmm. Nobody said this was going to be easy.
No, I mean, I know. But I definitely get Liana and Heather if and when they ever come together, they definitely have a connection.
Okay.
Don't know. Because I like Liana a lot, though.
All right. Let's bring in, how about Jeannie?
Okay.
Want to hear about Jeannie?
Jeannie.
They call her Jeannie Machini.
Oh! No, wait.
Yeah.
A lie. I did see Jeannie Machini because I did see the Instagram of the survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see the Jeannie Machini. Mind you, I saw a couple of them again, mm-hmm. but I haven't seen them any on these photos, but
yes.
I remember Jeannie Machini. Now, let me see Jeannie Machini.
All right. Let's talk about Jeannie the Machini. Here she is. Jeannie works at the grocery store.
An essential worker.
Yes. She is from Los Angeles, California. She lives in Portland. She likes cooking, video games, thrift store, and antique shopping. She goes with Xander.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here is Jeannie.
First of all, are these people pandering to me at this point? A purple shirt?
I think there's a purple tribe.
I mean, Robert, just let me just feel like I'm somebody. Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's a fan.
No thumbs. Okay. I like Jeannie. For me, I relate everybody to Kagyan because those are the only people that I know the most about. And if we were going to take it to Kagyan, Jeannie reminds me, or what I'm getting from Jeannie is she reminds me of a Trish.
Mm-hmm.
The nicest person ever. And when I mean ever, ever. But try Trish.
No.
Or try somebody that she loves.
I won't do it.
It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jeannie, look, first of all, I don't feel like Jeannie, she ain't buy an outfit. They told her the colors. Jeannie went in her drawer, was like, listen, this is what I got.
Yeah. Eric okay. said this was fine. Eric said you didn't make him buy anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeannie, like, these are the shorts I wear at, on the weekend mm-hmm. at the grocery store. So they're going to be fine. But Survivor. Yeah.
Also, Jeannie's the only person. I don't have another picture to show you.
Okay. Because
she said, Jeannie I'm only said, taking one picture. I'm here. That's it.
Jeannie said, get this or get nothing.
Yeah. This is the one item only line.
Okay. So I love Jeannie. I do can feel early boot from Jeannie though. However, and mind you, if I'm going to say early boot for Jeannie, I'm going to give Jeannie the third boot.
Yeah.
Because that's the illustrious third boot. And if Jeannie listens to this, I hope that you take this with love because I mean that well because ish, I'm a third boot. However, from Jeannie's stance, okay, she's like holding her hands on her hips, but she is holding her shoulders up. She's proud. And so for me, I get, again, sticks with my Trish analysis that like mm-hmm. I am very proud. And if you try me, these shoulders will come down.
Yeah.
And listen, I'll get you together. And I feel like she might get somebody together. Or she might, like, I don't know. But I feel like Jeannie is a person that is set in a way. And I feel like set in the right way. And I feel like if somebody challenges Jeannie's ways, and it's just like, well, listen, why do we need to go around the well if we could just walk straight up to the well?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, but like, you know, the sun's over, like, Jeannie, like, walk straight to the well. And I feel like that could get Jeannie Machini in trouble.
Yeah.
And listen, they don't call you Jeannie Machini for no reason, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen, Jeannie could turn that machine on.
She's a worker.
And so I love it, okay?
Okay. All right.
I love the purple shirt.
All right. We're going to talk about Danny. Danny has an interesting photo here because he has a close-up here where everybody else had a wide shot. He gets like the Survivor yearbook photo.
Okay, Danny.
I've got a full body shot for the bathing suit, but of these ones, he's the only one that we got like the this is his profile pic.
First of all, you know I've got a thing with the name of Danny. Danny's got a beard, you know, beard gang for mm-hmm. sure. He's got his locks in, and it doesn't even look like Danny has a shape up on the locks. It looks like it's just his natural hair. He's got like I said. And black people say we go into a summer get together. We're going to put on his shirt. Okay.
Banana shirt.
Look at his banana shirt. He got the button, like the two buttons left. He's got a great smile. However, yo, Danny, I'm giving you all of this praise.
So however,
I'm going to get into you a little bit. This smile for me, it looked like he could be biting his teeth a little bit.
Mm.
And for me, that let me know that Danny, I might be easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
But I cuss the bitch out. and it almost looks like, is that Danny's eye? Like, now, mind you, this might be my computer, but it looked like he might got like a tattoo in his eyebrow.
Hmm. Let me see about that. You want me to zoom in?
Zoom in a little bit for me, Robert.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, oh, no.
Hold on, oh, we went back too
oh,
far.
Oh, Alliance?
Okay.
Let me close my eyes.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, no tattoo. But yeah, come on, Hazel Brown Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Danny has come to play. He's got the $1 million smile and, he's got the locks together. He's got that button up shirt that I feel like, you know, on a Saturday night in the summertime, he probably wear that to go out with his boys, mm-hmm. you know, hanging out. He's got the beard popping. And not only is the beard popping, it looks like it's moisturized and it's combed and brushed out. And so, you know, for us beard guys out there, you know, if you wake up, sometimes your beard look a little matted to your face. So it's important to moisturize the beard. It's important to comb it out. It's important to brush it out. Wow. So, yeah.
These are good tips.
You know, when you get there, Robert, let me know.
I'll let you know. Okay. All right. Let's see Danny. All right. Here's Danny in the bathing suit. By the way, Danny is 33. He's an ex-NFL player. He played on the Cowboys. He likes, his hobbies are competing, traveling and cooking.
Danny got still some plaid
shorts.
He's got some very plaid shorts. Danny, I don't
You're
know.
You're not going to like that, how those are tied.
The tie's a mess.
Little long on the shorts.
The shorts are very long. Ed, you said ex-NFL player?
Yes.
Danny. Like ex-NFL players or ex-sports players historically do not do well on The Survivor for a multitude of reasons. One, because they feel like you have money already. Two, because you don't disclose it. And then people like pick up, like, I guarantee you there'll be somebody like David who'll be like, I know Danny. And like, they'll use it against him.
Yeah.
And like, Danny, it's the shorts for me. They are a bit long, and the knot, it's like a little messy. So I don't know how that is going to rear its head in Danny's gameplay. But he's got a very strong face, got very like very strong stance, which most of the pro athletes do. And again, almost in this photo that I'm looking at Danny, very stark, it's a stark difference from his other photo. But for me, this is giving me like NFL 1-2 hot.
Yeah.
Like he's ready to play.
He's ready to go.
He's ready to go.
Survivor's ready.
don't tackle Jeff. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the shorts for me, Danny. And he's got a pop. But again, let me. Because I have to reconsider the shorts because Tony definitely the last is the look.
Yeah, don't let it be the only factor.
It's not the only factor. But again, it's the pro athlete for me. Mm-hmm. That is a hard one to overcome. And I don't know. I don't know what team he played for.
The Cowboys.
I just started. Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Bryce, here's my question for you. Do you think he had these shorts on when he had the banana shirt? Or do you think he changed his shorts?
I'm giving he probably.
I don't think there was one man that changed their pants to a different pants.
No. First of all, Nasir said, listen, my wife said this is a set, not an outfit. So listen, this is what you're going to get. But no, I definitely get that Danny had the shirt on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. Danny came to play. He's going to be a challenge beast. I can tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he's about. He's about, doing well in the challenges.
Yeah, but don't see. Is that what he said?
Yeah, he said he wants to like get all the good challenge people together and get rid of the people that are like the puzzle people.
Danny.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's like, I'm going to get the athletic. And like, that's like, oh, Danny, no, that's not a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like you're isolating yourself. And then like, you know, oh, Danny. But mind you, I feel like Danny going to be good at the challenge. I mean, I'm here for Danny.
Yeah. They asked him, what Survivor would you play the game most like? He said a 2022 Zaddy.
You lying.
No.
He said Zaddy?
No, I know. The person he said is one of the 2022 Zaddies. Mr. January.
Oh, he said Ben.
Ben.
Oh.
He said he wants to play like Ben, Boom, Dreebergen, One Big Move King.
And I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Danny being great at challenges, great at making big moves. However, missing. Like, I could see, I'm about to say Zaddy, Danny going to the end, right?
Yeah.
But your resume, I could see him missing the interpersonal connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it reminds me of like the season that Michaela was on. And she was asking the person, who was it?
Brad.
Brad, what do I do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He was like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, I could see that being Danny's perfect Survivor player. Perfect, like agile, one, you know, with the coach, the best with the best, but missing the people that you don't see mm-hmm. like fit. So he'll be interesting. And I also feel like he gives me great TV.
Okay. Two people left, Bryce.
Oh my God. Only two. Okay. Do I got enough? Okay. I got enough.
All coffee. Right. All right. You ready to talk about his name is Jairus, but people call him JD.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Here's
JD. He's another of our 20 year olds on the cast.
Yes.
Young guy. JD.
I like JD. First of all,
he's from Oklahoma City. He's a college student, and his hobbies are, he says, obviously Survivor.
Okay.
Working with kids, pediatric nursing, athletics. He does jujitsu, running, and dance.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Start with me. Everybody, let me see you one, two step. Come on, Jairus. Now, okay. I like, for some reason, am I saying his name right?
JD.
JD. Let me just say JD, because y'all know I butchered the name. I like JD. JD reminds me of a kid, and I don't like, you know, that's just a good time. Okay. He's in college.
Yeah.
He's got but he is well-rounded. You know, he has cultural friend group.
Yeah.
I also feel like
that's what JD, he says. He says he was in the student government and he was friends with everybody.
Come on. Listen.
You are so locked in.
I also get
Did you read JD the bios?
I swear
yeah.
on everything that I have. This is just what JD gives me.
Yeah.
He also gives me, he ain't buy a new outfit. This is like, this is what JD wears. Now, I will say this about JD. His swimming trunks, first of all, there's no thumbs.
No thumbs.
I just noticed that. He's got wrist candy.
Yeah.
Okay, we like that.
Good, you make a fake idol with that.
Okay. If his swimming trunks are, they are worn in.
Yeah.
The strings are long. You know, he might have had this outfit went from when he was 13. His mom bought it for him. He might have been a little bigger, lost a little weight. Strings a little big. But look at the crispness and how those are tied.
Okay. Oh, the good tie.
It's a good tie. Okay. He got his shirt open. Got his chest out. Okay. He's got a peace love. Like, I don't know. I feel like I just wanted like that Hawaii, like, I just feel like I get really good energy from JD.
Yes, positive vibes.
Positive vibes. I almost get two positive vibes.
All vibes.
All, like, you know, I get, like, you don't want to lie to anybody. So if I come to JD and be like, JD, I heard that they said that y'all was voting me out. I get that JD would be like, I mean, yeah, that's what the consensus was, Bryce.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to run back to the tribe and say, JD says something different. Like, I get all positive energy from him. And I feel like that could be JD's, like, downfall. Like, he's just here for the experience. Like, you know, I get that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think he's a super fan. I think that he's, I don't think that's how he is. He's not woo. Although Tony said he was weasel woo.
Yeah, I mean, he is a super fan, but I just get that he's a nice, wholesome
kid. Yeah. That's why he says in his bio that he would love to have Fabio's ability to be underestimated. I think that's what he's going for. He's like, hey, you know, I'm just a surfer guy.
And I get it. Like, I see it. I see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just hope that.
Oh.
to.
Yeah. They scare you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I closed this window. I closed the window that I was in with you.
I was like, what happened? I'm hosting the show now. What's up?
You're hosting the show. Okay. You could do it.
Oh, yeah.
You have no problem. All right. I want to show you JD's bathing suit picture.
Okay. Wait, that wasn't the bathing suit photo?
Well, that was now without the shirt.
Okay.
All right. Here is JD. And because I think we've got a hand pose that we've never seen before.
Let's see this. JD.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Good or bad?
So listen. This is like the... Let's get into some things. That's if JD see a girl he like, what's up, little mama? That's if JD at a challenge and he see an idol. I'm gonna get that idol. That's just, see, listen, JD is just like cool, calm, collective, gets along with everybody. Again, the shorts are tied to perfection. Can't tell if we can see a thumb. No. But yeah, like he's here to play.
Yeah.
But I think that like his coolness, his calmness, I don't know if he'll be able to execute like he should be able to execute. But okay. Like everyone's going to love him. Like, and listen, if Sia give him money, my bet is on JD.
Okay. All right. Bryce, I got one more person to show you.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
Person.
And her name is Sydney.
Oh. Okay.
And I think that this is a good one to end on here. Here is the great Sydney.
Oh.
Bringing in some Joe Exotic vibes.
Joe Exotic vibes. Okay, Sydney. I like the little cut-off oversized shorts. I like the bikini vibes. I like Sydney. I don't know. It's Sydney.
Sydney.
Sydney. I want to know more about Sydney. Where's she from? How old is
Sydney? Okay, Sydney is... She's from Los Angeles, but she lives in Brooklyn now.
Oh!
She's a law student, and she likes running, knitting, and crocheting, and soccer. Oh.
She just won my heart with soccer. Y'all know I was the fullback in my high school. Okay. All-American team.
Wow.
I like Sydney. I like the shorts. I like the cheetah print. Sydney is like, listen, we out here. The pose is interesting. It's not passive. It's not aggressive. It's a very interesting pose. Hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think it's fun.
It's fun. You know, it's going with the wind. It's very, it's giving me Sandra Diaz. I'm a vote. However, y'all sell me to vote.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not me a vote.
Yeah.
She looks agile. She looks tall. She looks like, if you're crocheting, okay, you know, they be having them challenges. We got untied a knot.
Yeah.
Sydney, we're going to need you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, help Brad tie those shorts.
You might help to help a lot of people or show people how to tie knots. But yeah, I like Sydney. I like the outfit, very fashion forward, hair to the side. A lot of the girls on this this season have their hair to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Y'all signaling to us, y'all on a tribe together, y'all in alliance together. I don't know. But she has a very nice smile. She's got her chin down. She know how to take a photo. And for me, if you know how to take a good photo, then it probably means you know how to lie.
I wasn't expecting that to be, if you could take a photo, you know how to lie. Because photos are lying, right?
I wouldn't say lying, but you know how to give the illusion. I feel like photos are an illusion and they're an art.
The Zaddy calendar.
The Zaddy calendar. You know, I'm the king of illusions. I look grumpy, fumpy one day. The next day, I'm serving top model. And so I feel like that's an art. And so that's a form of, like, you know, I can literally say, no, we're not going to vote for you, Robert. How will we ever do that? No. Never.
Yeah. I'd be like, are you lying?
Put your chin down.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. You do. You are very convincing.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Would I ever?
I hope
and
not.
And then you don't want to episode over. Okay. Yeah.
Man, blindside. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me bring in Sydney and see her. This is her bathing suit photo, Bryce.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Oh. Okay. All right. So the photo, the bathing suit photo, little different than the other photo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other photo was a stronger photo. This photo is not as strong. You know, she got her like foot pivoted, one foot up, one foot in the air, one foot on the hand. And so for me, it looks like Sydney could be fooled easily.
Oh.
And yeah, like she could be fooled easily. She could think she's in a deep alliance. And they lied to her. And she might be out early. I don't know. This photo is not a strong. No, don't get me wrong. The outfit, the hair is very much so cute. But this pose is like, she's doing everything. Got the hand on the hip, one hand up, one foot out, one foot in. And so that could signify to me
like
that
the
early
pokey.
On, you turn yourself around and that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me, this could be early on. She's telling this person, put my hand on my hip. I'm going to tell you, put my hand back. Like, you know what I mean? It could be that like you are putting yourself in a lot of different positions. You are putting yourself in the alliance with everybody. And then it comes back to everybody that you're aligned with everybody. And that could put you in a peculiar situation.
Yeah. Okay. Bryce, we've seen all 18 of the photos. You've had a top three. You've had a top four. Who is that person that is going to be that fierce competitor? Going to win Survivor 41.
So I said the top three. And so I said Kyla Pratt. Who was that? That was
yeah, who is that?
The Hoop Earrings.
Okay, all right. That was Chantel.
Chantel. Then I said, who was the guy that I put in the top three? Do you remember?
Yeah, let's see. Was it Nasir?
Could have been Nasir.
Here, and then I'll bring some pictures up for you.
Okay,
again.
Yeah. Help me. Because, you know, the way the coffee is moving through my body.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Let me bring up the list here. Okay. All right. You tell me.
So it was. I'm about to point through it.
Okay. Here's Nasir.
Yeah. So it was Nasir. So it was Nasir. It was, and then the college young lady.
Liana.
Liana.
Okay. And Ricard, was he in the mix?
And Ricard, he made fire and lost.
Okay.
So it is Chantel, Nasir, and
Liana.
In my opinion, Ricard gets no votes at the final end. And it's Chantel versus
Nasir?
What's her name? No.
Liana.
No. Nasir gets no vote. It's Chantel versus Liana. And I don't know. It's a hard one. If I'm looking at their photos, and who's older? Chantel is older.
Chantel's 34. Right. Liana is
20. So I was going to go Liana. Because I feel like Liana is the sequential, like, in my, listen, and it's about time we had female winner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
However,
been a minute.
It's been a minute. And Liana and Chantel are both women of color, and how amazing would that be? But I
Pretty
feel
amazing.
Like, I don't know, because I feel like Liana's photos are so perfect. However, it's Chantel's story for me. Like, the fact that you are a preacher, you was in a gang, and you got them hoop earrings. It's like, I don't know. So, I don't know! Have we ever had a tie and they just both split the money? No.
Well, there was a tie once, but then Laurel voted for Wendell.
I don't know. So here's the thing. I'm going to go with Chantel because she's closer to my age. And I feel like, you know what? This is our winning season. And I'm on the road to a better Bryce. And I feel like just hearing her bio story, why not be on a road to a better you? Where you started doesn't mean where you ended. However, you can still be Pippi Longstocking and have the hoop earrings, okay, and still tie a flawless knot on a bathing suit and still smile, look so pretty in your photo, look so in essence, but at the same time, give fierce, give strongness in a smile. So, fingers crossed, that's who I guess I'm going to give it's a look, but honestly, I love every single one. Jeannie the Machinie. I wouldn't be surprised if Jeannie the Machinie pulled out and came out and won. Okay?
Yeah, wow. Be a surprise.
Be a surprise.
All right. Congratulations to Chantel for winning season 41 of Survivor. Great job. Bryce, we did it.
Oh my God.
It's a look. Well, this was wonderful.
Yeah, I was nervous, excited. Yeah. They're also great. And that's the thing that I feel like is such the difficult part of It's a Look is that you want to love them all. I can relate to every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And I am rooting for every single one of them. So that it gives me so hard, but I do go with my initial reaction to the photos and, what I get from. So yeah, I'm excited. Listen, at this point, if It's a Look has dropped, bring on the season. Where the season
at? We're ready. Wednesday night.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are you going to be, Bryce?
Oh, you know, Wednesday night, I'm going to be in New York at the Bryce and Wynn Presents The Return, our sold out event of our watch party in New York. And to anyone that has bought a ticket, I'm so excited and grateful for you. We will see you there. You know, we got some surprises for you guys. So yes, I will
surprise.
Be surprises. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you weren't able to get a ticket to the Bryce and Wynn Presents, then just tune into the Purple Pants podcast the next week where I will have Wendell Holland on the podcast and we are going to be breaking down the first episode and I might have to school Wendell because he might not know a lot about the beginning. You know, he know about the ending. I know about the beginning. So yeah, I'm excited for this season of Survivor. Yes. I am so happy. My Wednesdays are back. I'm so happy to just be in a community that I love. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just like, it feels like home again.
Yes. We're back.
Do you know the song?
Yeah.
I think of home, I think of a place where there's love in the air.
Beautiful.
You know that song?
Not yet.
I think it might be like Stephanie Mills.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at my mom's house the other day. She was playing it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Bryce, where can people listen to that Purple Pants podcast?
You know, the Purple Pants podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. If you're in Philly, you know my Uncle Pookie is riding around. You can get the subscription out of his trunk.
Yeah.
It drops every Tuesday. You can listen. We've got the church announcements. We've got Barb's message. I'm excited to be bringing in a new segment called the Purple Pants Play by Play, where I am taking on the sports. Okay.
Yes.
I just heard about the G League. I'm excited to hear about that. But yeah, we talk about pop culture, the casual tea with Amon and B.
You cover it all.
Bryce. I cover it all.
One stop shopping.
It's
like where Jeannie works. You get pick up everything. Like, I was going to listen to this sports podcast. I was going to listen to this news podcast. I was going to listen to Survivor. And then you're just going to get it all done in one show.
Whatever you need, we got you.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a place of love and inclusion. Okay? A little ratchetness with a little love. And we all go on the journey together. So, yes, I am so grateful to be on the RHAP network. And, yeah, I feel at home.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I don't have to Think of a place.
Yes. Okay. You are home. Yeah. Well, Bryce, I'm so happy to be able to do this with you. And again, so proud of the work that you do on the Purple Pants podcast. That it's such a great pleasure to get to talk to you, because you really inspire me. Whenever I hear you, whether it's talking with you or listening to your show, like, you really do inspire me to try to be, a better person when I listen to you, because you bring so much happiness into the world. So I really appreciate everything that you do.
I appreciate that, Robert. You have to make your baby boy tear up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to be back here talking Survivor, where we met, where, you know, our friendship has started. So I look forward to the new friendships that, you know, we'll make together on this season.
Yes, and our new friends.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you all so much for checking this out. We got so much going on, of course, all season long. If you want to check out what we have going on over on Patreon, we have a weekly Survivor Q&A and everything that you can be a part of in our patron community. You'll get early access to Survivor podcasts during the season and much more, all at robhiswebsite.com/patron. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And we will be back soon. Survivor 41 is right around the corner. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com and get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more, all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.